Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Starting next week, newly convicted low-level felons who used to be sent to state prison will be sent to county jails. Those who go to jail in Los Angeles will find a system under siege. This week, Sheriff Lee Baca publicly denounced an FBI investigation into his agency after an LA Times story revealed federal agents paid a deputy $1,500 to smuggle a cell phone into Men's Central Jail. Baca called the operation illegal and unacceptable. Over the years, there have been a number of allegations of police brutality, but it's usually the inmate's word against a deputy's. Most of the time, there isn't an outside witness. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California has delivered three. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark has more.
LA is the state's largest jail system, and for decades, it's been under scrutiny for a pattern of abuses by deputies. A federal civil rights lawsuit 35 years ago led to court-appointed monitoring by the American Civil Liberties Union. The group's latest report to the court finds incidents of jailers brutalizing inmates at epidemic levels.
I hear somebody screaming.
Paulino Juarez is a chaplain. In this ACLU video, he described what he saw while volunteering at a downtown jail.
I see these three deputies beating this person, and they were punching him. I saw the body lying down on the floor. I was shaking.
Every year, the ACLU documents dozens of allegations of abuse at LA County jails. What gives this year's report new force is that the claims don't just come from inmates. They come from civilian witnesses, including a volunteer writing tutor and two chaplains. Retired FBI official Tom Parker helped the ACLU prepare the report. During his career, he's overseen investigations of the Rodney King beating and other police corruption charges, but he says those abuses pale in comparison.
The evidence I've seen in my investigation as a lifelong criminal justice professional is absolutely overwhelming. It's systemic violence, it's misfeasance and malfeasance to the highest degree, and there is a prevalent and long-term pattern of this going on.
Parker and the ACLU are calling for the resignation of LA's Sheriff Lee Baca.
Sheriff Baca and his top management have totally abdicated their responsibilities to provide a safe, secure, corruption-free incarceration environment.
The sheriff's office said Baca was unavailable to respond for this story. In an interview on Fox 11 News this week, he defended his ability to manage LA's severely crowded jails.
And let's make one thing clear. Inmates attack deputies. Deputies can't just let that happen. Mm-hmm. They will use responsive force. And the whole idea of how this all happens is investigated thoroughly.
The sheriff says the county has its own office of independent review, and all allegations of deputy abuse get a second look from the office's Michael Giannocco.
My responsibility is when every case comes in to make sure it gets a thorough investigation, and if it proves a violation of misconduct or policy violations, that deputies are held accountable.
Giannocco says claims of deputy abuse from inmates and even eyewitnesses often don't hold up. In fact, he says they looked into Chaplain Paulino Juarez's claims.
The interview of the inmate shortly after the incident that was captured on video did not match up with what the chaplain believed he saw with regard to the extent of the force, the extent of the beating.
But ACLU lawyers are critical of the whole process for how these complaints are investigated. They say routinely, accused deputies are in the room when an inmate is interviewed about what happened. They point to the case of Gordon Gerbovac. He spent a week in an L.A. jail on charges that were ultimately dropped. The floor he was on is notorious for having abusive deputies. While he was there, he says two deputies, unprovoked, slammed his head into a glass wall several times.
There was blood all over the floor, and then the supervisor had come and asked what happened. I told him that these two sheriff's deputies assaulted me. And he said he would be right back. And during that process, when he left to go get the video camera, one of the white sheriff deputies told me to change my story or we're going to teach you what we do to people like you around here.
The ACLU plans to file a civil rights case against the sheriff's department soon. The FBI is also probing claims of deputy abuse at LA County jails. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
Thousands of prison inmates are well into their second hunger strike in less than 4 months, saying officials have not done enough quickly enough to improve conditions in the state's highest security lockups. Michael Montgomery reports.
Inmates in at least five state prisons began refusing food on Monday. If the action continues today, then corrections officials will officially declare it a hunger strike. Prison medical staff have been placed on standby to monitor inmates' health and deal with any emergencies. The inmates say the department is not following through on earlier promises to overhaul controversial security housing units, where some prisoners have spent decades locked in windowless cells. State prison officials say they are moving forward on developing new policies for the special units and should have a draft ready next month. But they warned yesterday that work could be delayed by large-scale disturbances. They also said any inmates who take part in a hunger strike will face disciplinary action. Meanwhile, lawmakers are asking the Inspector General's office to review how the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation is responding to the issues raised by the protest. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
The average age of the California farmer is rising. Yesterday, food and agriculture officials met to fret and consider what can be done to attract more younger folk to farm. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more.
When you picture a farmer, do you imagine a white-haired man in a John Deere cap or a tech-savvy young woman who controls how much water her tomatoes get with her iPhone? As the average age of a California farmer creeps towards 60, the State Board of Food and Agriculture is strategizing how to change the perception of farming. The idea is to encourage young people, veterans, and those looking for a second career to give it a try. Organic walnut farmer Craig McNamara is president of the state board.
The risk factor in farming is huge. So we need insurance policies that help support the new farmer to ensure that he or she can make it through the first 1 or 2 or 3 years of potentially difficult times.
McNamara founded the Center for Land-Based Learning, a statewide program that uses farms and ranches as laboratories for high school students. He says today's farmers need to know a lot more about marketing, technology, and financing than he did when he began 35 years ago. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
That's the California Report for Thursday, September 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.